It was a tough game. We finally we put our defense together. Offense still got a bit of work, but the boys did a fantastic job all around. So it was a good win, and I think everyone pulled up a little bit better after a win, as you usually do.
And what about you personally? A bit of a different role this season, as in less minutes compared to last year. How are you finding it?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm loving it. Just getting up to go, against Matty every day of practice. I mean, it's a luxury that other guys don't have in the league. He's the best big man, and you know, I'm learning a lot from him still. And we push each other every day, so I'm relishing the role.
What's it like going head to head? Knowing, well, in your opinion, he's one of the best, if not the best, in the league, and you get to learn from him every week. What's that like?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's an absolute luxury for myself, in my growth. And, you know, like I said, I'm learning every day, and hopefully it's improving myself on the court, which I think it is. Every time I step back out there, there's something new that I'm putting into my game. And, you know, he's a strong man, so it's always good getting up against him rather than, the littler guys. So it's good fun.
And looking ahead to Friday night, you got the Kings. What's there to take into account when you play against a team like that?
They got some great shooters. Obviously Josh Childress is an NBA player, so you've got to be wary of that. They've had a good couple of preseason games, and they're a good unit at the moment, and we've just got to play strong and play to our strength and do what we've done last week and evolve on that. So, it's just getting better every single game.
Yep. 9-7 on Friday. Are you happy with those numbers coming off the bench?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do on my free throws, but it's about getting the right shots at the right time and just helping the team out in any way I can. I think I did that on Friday night, and like hopefully roll over onto the next Friday.
Is defense, especially the little things that don't really count on the stat sheet, seem to be something that you've focused on the last couple of games? Not just a couple of turnovers, isn't that you've caused? Is that something you focus on, so just getting the hands in?
Yeah, we're harping on deflections and things like that. So, anytime you get a hand to the ball and, it could tap away to someone else, then, it's obviously, it's something that we want to do. We want to create those type of defensive stuff. So, anytime I can get a quick stop in or something cheeky like that, it's always fantastic with the team.
And you've gone from SBL to NBL, straight to SBL, and now back to NBL. What's the difference like? I mean, obviously there's a different level of standard, but from a personal big point of view, what's like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, SBL, I think I've got a little bit more time to work on my, personal offences and defensive stuff. And here it's about honing them in a smaller space, I guess you could say. But, SBL is expanding myself a little bit further and working on stuff that I really need to get better in the NBL. So it just gives me that opportunity to get better.